Tonight is A Gentle and Lowly Heart.
我们请看马太福音。
Let us read Matthew.
马太福音第十一章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
马太福音十一章第二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
这边主耶稣说到，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。这样你们的心里就必得享安息。
So here Lord Jesus said, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这边讲到主耶稣说他的心里面是柔和谦卑。
So here Lord Jesus said that he is gentle and lowly in heart.
而且他要我们学习他的样式，也要心里面柔和谦卑。
And he also wants us to learn from his image and his example to learn to be gentle.
其实今天我们信主耶稣的人最重要的就是我们的心。
As believers of the Lord today, what is most important pertains to our heart.
一生的果效都是由心而出。
And the wellspring of life comes from our hearts.
没错。所以今天我们来到教会来学习圣经的道理，最重要的不是学习一个基督徒一个 外表的样式。
So when we come to church today, it is not just we are not learning to have a Christian image superficially,
而是要学习那个心。
But we are learning from the heart,
有主耶稣的心，
so that we can have the heart of Lord Jesus Christ.
那很自然我们就会有主耶稣的样式。
And then very naturally we will have the image of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的心，如果我们从圣经从新约来看，有很多的一些特点，好像主耶稣他是有慈悲，有怜悯，富有爱心的。
And we see in the Bible, Lord Jesus has many characteristics such as mercy, compassion, full of love.
有圣洁，有公义。
He has holiness, he has righteousness.
又会忍耐。
And he is full of endurance and patience.
又能够为义受逼迫。
And he is also willing to suffer for persecution.
又愿意顺从神的命令。
And he was willing to submit to the command of God.
但是在这边主耶稣特别说，你们要学习我的样式的时候呢，主耶稣他在介绍他的心，他说我的心里面是柔和谦卑。
But here when Jesus says to learn from me, he is introducing himself that he has a gentle and lowly heart.
当然我们在学习主耶稣的过程当中有很多我们要进步的地方。
And of course in the process of learning to be more like Lord Jesus Christ, there are many areas that we can improve on.
但是这个柔和谦卑是最重要，也是应该最基本的一个功课。
But the gentleness and lowliness in the heart is very important and the most fundamental.
圣经常常描写我们的心就好像一块田一样。
The Bible often describes our heart like a piece of land.
那什么叫做柔和谦卑呢？
What does it mean to be gentle and lowly in heart?
就是好像这一块土地，这个土壤，这块田被弄得非常的松。
It's like the soil of the land that is tilled to its very loose.
所以你在上面种什么谷物果树就能够长得就能够比较好的一个成长。
So that the trees and the fruits can have a better growth in the soil.
所以要结果那个是比较后面的事情，但是一开始你的心要是柔软的，要是松的，要是适合这个果树的一个成长的一个土壤。
So to bear fruit is something that is later on, but in the beginning, our hearts have to be like the soil that is fertile and soft so that the tree can grow.
所以说其实我们常常来到教会在这边听道理，祷告读圣经，用神的话来灵修自己，就是让我们的心更加的柔软，更加的谦卑，让我们的心的这个土更加的松。
And so every week we come to church to learn from the words of God. It is so that it can soften our hearts. It's so that the land of our hearts will become more loosened.
所以今天这个题目柔和谦卑的心，我们用三个部分来说学习。
So today we will learn the teaching of gentleness and lowly in heart from three aspects.
首先我们要柔和谦卑的心，我们才能够领受神的道。
So first of all, we need to have a gentle and lowly heart so that we can receive the word of God.
一个教会要的里面的信徒 弟兄姐妹要柔和谦卑的心，那大家才能够同心来同工，这个教会才能够成长。
And only when brothers and sisters are gentle and lowly in heart will they be able to have a gentleness, have humility, as well as to work together in the church so that we can all grow.
那最后有一个柔和谦卑的心，那我们才能够过着得胜的生活。
And we need to have a gentle and lowly in hearts so that we can live a victorious life.
好，我们来看这个雅各书。
Let us read James.
雅各书的第一章。
Epistle of James, chapter 1.
雅各书一章二十一节。
James chapter 1, verse 21.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫语的邪恶，纯温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls.
好，在这边说到要纯温柔的心领受那个所栽种的道。
Here it says that we need to receive with meekness the implanted word.
哦，常常在圣经里面告诉我们说，这个道就好像种子要撒在这个田里面，就是人的心上。
The Bible tells us that the word is like the seed that will be sown on the field.
那很多人那为什么听到的道理这么好的道理，但是却不相信这个道理
？So why are there so many people who hear this wonderful words but they do not believe it？
哦，因为他们心是硬的。
Is because they have a hardened heart.
因为他们的心里面有骄傲。
Because they have pride within their hearts.
哦，所以说这些心里的自高、心里的骄傲、心里的硬心，这些都阻挡他们来接受神的道理。
So the haughtiness, the pride, the in their hearts and the hardened hearts prevents them from receiving the word.
哦，所以今天这个道理，圣经里面的道理，跟教科书里面的学问很大的不一样。
And so the teachings in the Bible today is very different than the teachings in the textbooks.
好，从在教科书里面的学问，你是去抓取。
And the knowledge from the textbooks is something that you try to grab hold of.
好，但是圣经里面的道理却是怎么样？却是用领受的。
But the teachings in the Bible are to be received.
好，好像这边说是用领受的，是神给我们的，不是我们去夺来或者去抢到的。
So here it is something that we receive, the word which God has given us, we receive it, not something that we grasp hold of or take hold of.
好，我们看马太福音的十一章。
Let us read Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十一章的二十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 25.
十一章的二十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 25.
那时主耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
At the time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes.
好，我们再想想看这句话。今天世上这边讲到有一个聪明通达人，然后反过来就是有婴孩。
So here it says that there are those who are wise as well as those who are babes or infants.
好，那今天在世上一定是聪明通达人，他们知道的东西更多了。
So of course those who are considered as wise and prudent in the world today, seems like they have more knowledge.
他们要得到更多的资讯，一定是他们更加能够得到。
In order to obtain more information, it is something that they can achieve.
好，尤其现在要网络，你要什么资讯没有？你打进去，它就跑出来了。
Just like with the internet today, you just type something in and you can find your information.
但是主耶稣说，这篇天父的旨意非常的奇妙。
But here, the will of the Heavenly Father is very miraculous.
好，这个道理呢，就是像那些聪明通达的人，他们隐藏起来。
These words, these teachings are hidden from those who are wise and prudent.
好像就是像那些。觉得自己里面有很多东西的人，他们没有办法受到这个道理。
Those who think they have a lot, within them are those who are unable to receive this word.
反过来，像这些婴孩
，On the other hand, just like the infants,
就是里面空空的，里面没有什么东西的，哎，反而向他们显露出来，要把这个道理交给他们。
Those who are empty within are those who are able to receive these words. which have been given to them.
所以说，所以在圣经里面告诉我们说，神阻挡什么？骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，也就是把这个福音，把这个道理赐给那些谦卑的人，赐给那些心里温柔啊，心里的土是松软的人。
So the Bible tells us that God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble, and therefore the words of God are given to those who are gentle and lowly in heart, who have soft and loosened soil or field in their hearts.
连主耶稣自己都给我们做一个很好的榜样。
And Lord Jesus himself set for us a very good example.
主耶稣他也是学习。
Lord Jesus also learned.
他在圣殿的时候，他没有说，我这些都知道了，不用你们教。
When Jesus was in the temple, he did not say that all these things I know, I do not need you to teach me.
他一边听一边问，让人家觉得说哇，很惊讶，说哇，怎么有这么这样子的学习的心？
So he was listening and asking questions so that others saw his heart of willingness to learn.
甚至在希伯来书里面说到，他虽然是儿子，但是借着所受的苦，就学会了顺服。
And in the book of Hebrews, it says that even though he was a son, but through the sufferings, he learned to submit himself.
所以说一个人要在这个温柔和谦卑的心，为什么这么重要？因为有温柔谦卑的心，我们属灵的生命才能够成长，就是说这个道理才能够听到里面去。
And it is so important for us to have a gentle and lowly heart so that we are able to grow spiritually so that the word of God can enter into our hearts.
可能今天我们说我们想说，我的心，我不会骄傲。
So today we may think, I'm not proud.
你在台上讲的，我都同意。
I agree with everything spoken on the pulpit.
但是有时候我们会不骄傲，但是我们也不谦卑啊。
But sometimes we may not be proud, but we are not humble either.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们来到教会来听道理。
For example, when we come to church and listen to the teachings.
但是我们因为我们常常来到教会，每个礼拜都来好几次，我们变得有一点，甚至是习惯性的就来到教会。
We come to church very often, several times a week, that it becomes habitual for us.
但是变得正是有一点形式化。
So it becomes like a formality almost.
虽然我们没有骄傲。
Although we may not be proud.
但是我们的心如果没有让它松软下来的话，听到道理，这个道理很难能够进去。
But if our hearts are not softened or loosened, then the word is difficult to enter our hearts.
听到这个道理，但是却没有办法改变我们的心。
That we may hear and listen, we may hear the words, but it is unable to change our hearts.
这个跟听道理的态度有直接的关系。
And this is directly related to the attitude that we have when we listen to the teachings.
什么叫做以柔和谦卑的心来听道理？
What does it mean to listen to the words of God with gentleness and lowliness in heart?
也就是说，不是选择性的来听。
And it is not selective hearing.
这个是什么意思？
What does that mean?
有些人听道理他是选择性的。
Some people, when they listen to the sermons or the teachings, they are selective.
他当听到这一部分的道理的时候，他说，对对对，这个我喜欢。
When they hear certain parts of the sermon, they will say, this is the part I like.
或者听到这一部分道理，那个是，那个谁，那个是讲给谁听的。
Or they hear a different part and they may think, this is suitable for so-and-so.
但是如果听到不是自己很同意的，他就跳过去了。
But it is something that's not very agreeable for that person, then they may just
因为他已经有一个，他已经有一个固定的心态。
Because they have a set mindset or
attitude. 他已经有自己的聪明在那边。
They must have had their own thoughts.
所以他没有办法顺服圣经的道理。
And so-called their own intelligence and wisdom, so they are unable to submit to the words of the Bible.
我们举一个例子。
Let us look at an example.
常常在那个我们在学生灵恩会的时候
often during the student spiritual convocation
学生灵恩会的时候小朋友我们就会也不算小朋友青年我们就会请他们 来问问题
some of the youth we may ask them the questions
我们就特别有放一个时间让青年来问问题让看他们在学校生活家庭生活上有什么样子的问题然后有传道或者讲员来做一个解答。
So there's a Q&A session for the youth so that they can ask questions about their life, their school, for the preachers to answer.
好，那常常就有人问说，到底可不可以在高中生啊？到底可不可以交男女朋友？
So there's often a question, a popular question that the high school students like to ask, and that is whether or not we can date.
好，是不是可以？那他们心里就是为什么不可以？为什么不可以？然后如果传道说，其实重点不是在可不可以。
So in the heart, they keep thinking, why can't we date? So the question is not whether or not you can or cannot date.
重点是你的心在哪里。
The main point is.Where is your heart?
好，青年总是常常有些青年，他就一直问说：“我到底可以走到哪一步才算是死罪，才算是真的犯罪了，走不能回头了。”
So youth often try to think of what is the limit that they try to push, that is considered sin leading to death, which is the end.
就是不可以回头了，就是已经越过那一条线了。那一条线到底？他们这么一直在问，那一条线到底在哪里
？So they keep asking, where's the line? The line of no return.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
就是他想要往那条线走嘛。
It means that they want to go towards the line.
他想要很聪明，想要知道说那条线在哪里，所以我就是刚好走到那条线面的前面一点点，我就会停下来了。
So they try to be smart and they want to go towards the line, but they feel that when they reach the line, then they will stop.
我们看箴言第三章。
Let us read Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言三章的第七节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7
箴言三章第七节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7
不要自以为有智慧要敬畏耶和华远离恶事
Do not be wise in your own eyes fear the Lord and depart from evil
好这个就是自己的智慧以自己的智慧来听道理
So this is wise in our own eyes using our own wisdom to listen to the words
他有自己的想法
So we have our own mindset or thoughts
那他听道理的时候只是要找说传道说可以交男女朋友可以哦
When listening to the words of the sermon then they will try to pick out what they want to hear such as oh preachers say that oh you can date
好或者是说啊、哦、可以怎么样可以怎么他们就是好像把圣经当成一个律法书来读然后找律法的漏钻律法的漏洞
And so they look at the Bible as a book of the law, and they try to find the flaws of the law.
他们很认真听。
They pay close attention to listen.
他们就是不要犯那条线，找到那条线，然后不要踩到那条线上，这样子。
So they try to find where the line, and then they will try not to step on the line.
这个是人的智慧。
This is the wisdom of man.
他有听啊，他都知道这些道理，但是他的心不是温柔。柔和谦卑的心在听
So this person was listening paying close attention But he was not listening with a gentle and lowly heart
柔和谦卑的心来听道理就是找到那个重点到底在哪里
So gentle and lowly heart to listen to the word is to find what is the main point or the focus of the words
不要自己以为有智慧
And we should not consider ourselves as wise or prudent
敬畏神就是远离恶事
To fear God is to depart from evil
既然那个是不好的，我们就往反方向走远一点，要远离它。
Since something is not good, then in fact we should turn away and run away,
而不是
go further away from it.
而不是离它越来越近，越来越近。到底什么时候才会碰到不是这样子
？And not try to draw closer and closer to what is bad and to see what is our limit.
好，所以一个温柔和谦卑的心，它才能够让我们。真的从道理听到道理的时候，得到更大的一个造就。
Only a gentle and lowly heart will allow us to be more edified when we listen to the words of God.
那这个道理，神的话其实它是非常的锐利。
So the teachings, the words of God is very sharp.
那听到这些道理，把它收到心里面，其实这些道理又切割我们的心，让我们的心更加怎么，更加的柔和谦卑。
And so when we hear these words, it cuts through our heart, and it will help us to be even more gentle and lowly and humble.
所以一个人不是说我到底有还是没有柔和谦卑。
So the question is not whether a person has or does not have humility.
你很难说我有或者是没有，是有多少柔和谦卑。
It's difficult to say if we have gentleness or lowliness, but rather the question is how much do we have.
所以我们要继续的来听道理。
So we need to continuously.Come and listen to the word.
其实圣灵在我们心里面动工，就是让我们的心更加的松软，更加的柔和谦卑。
In fact, the Holy Spirit works in our hearts so that we become more gentle, more lowly.
这些不是靠着我们自己的努力。
And this is not based on our own efforts.
哦，是圣灵在我们心里面动工，靠自己的努力，你要柔和很难，要谦卑很难。
It is the work of Holy Spirit in our heart. Relying on ourselves, it will be really difficult to be gentle and lowly.
最近安民对我们在用那个土啊，要种东西。
Recently in Edmonton, we are tilling the ground to plant something.
要先把它那个土用松软吗？
We had to soften and loosen the soil.
我特别跑到那个 Home Depot 去买了一个耙子。
So we went to Home Depot and bought a rake.
我在那边用了很久，结果那个土就超用很难啊。
So we were raking it and trying to plow it, and we only plowed very little.
差不多几 inch 而已哈。
We only got through a few
inches. 那刚好那个这个房子的旧的以前的那个 owner。以前的那个屋主他就刚好来看看他有没有什么信。
So the
他虽然搬走，但是偶尔他还是会回来看信。
So the previous owner would come back once in a while to see if he has any letters and he came by.
哦，那他就说，哎，你们在做什么？你们怎么用这个这样子挖？你仓库里面有一台松土机啊。
And so he said, "What are you doing here? Why are you trying to dig up the ground?" He said,
他说你们花那么多力气才用那么一点点，你那个松土机跑一下，它一下子就可以用那么深了。松土机 is a cultivator.
And so the cultivator in the storage, will work faster and better for you.
哦，那我们就找到那个松土机，然后加一点汽油，真的，它的很厉害。它你不用出什么力气，你就放在那边，它就自己卷卷卷，然后就挖下去，然后就会越往前了，就把土都弄松了。
So indeed, it's very powerful. You just need to put it down and push it, and it will loosen the soil for you very easily.
好，我们的心就只好像这样子。
So our hearts are the same.
我们要柔和谦卑，如果靠着我们自己的力气去挖挖，当然它会多柔和一点，多谦卑一点。但是你挖很久，它才一点点功效。
So if we rely on ourselves, of course, we may be able to be a little more gentle and lowly in heart, but the effect is very little, very small.
但是加上圣灵在我们心里运行，如果我们愿意顺服，他挖哇，他那个大力的挖，一下子你就挖到深处去了。
And but if the Holy Spirit works in our hearts, then it is like digging up, very deeply, very easily.
好，然后我们在听道理当面也是一样，当我们越听道理，越加配合圣灵，配合我们的柔和谦卑，这些话语。哦，这些圣经的话语更能够深入到我们的心，再次的松软我们的，让我们的心更加的松软。
And also when we listen to more words of God, as well as working with the Holy Spirit, it is able to help the word of God go deeper into our hearts.
哦，这是我们每一个属灵的人都在做的功课。
And this is a lesson that all of the spiritual people are trying to learn.
每一个礼拜来到教会，在安息圣日，就是在工作我们的心，让它越来柔和谦卑，越柔和越谦卑。
Every week we come to church continuously, it is to help us to become more and more gentle and lowly in heart.
哦，所以一个信了几十年的人，他已经在这个土挖了几十年，他应该是最柔和、最谦卑的。
So those who have been listening or coming to church for decades, should be the one who has the most, the softest heart and the most humble.
好，所以这个柔和谦卑，第一就是借着柔和谦卑的心，让我们能够真正的更加的把神的话听到心里面去，让这个神的话在我们心里扎根。
And so, first of all, the gentleness and lowliness is to help the word of God be rooted and planted into our hearts.
再来，柔和谦卑不只是对我们个人，对教会这个团体，柔和谦卑也是关键的，这个心也是非常的关键。
And so, gentleness and lowliness in heart is also key to
Our
church growth.
我们请看以弗所书啊，不是腓立比书。
Let us read Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter two.
腓立比书第二章里面主要就是在讲合一的道理。
Philippians chapter two mainly talks about the teachings of unity.
好，我们看第七。这边我们来看哈第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
好，第三节，腓立比书二章三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要心存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Verse 3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
哦，今天这个天国的道路 我们不是一个人在走，而是一个教会整体的一起在前进。
Today we are not walking on a heavenly journey alone, but rather we are walking as a whole church together to progress ahead.
我们过着是一个团契的生活。
We live a life of fellowship together.
我们的生命因为主耶稣的爱、主耶稣的宝血、主耶稣的圣灵而合在一起。
Because of love, the precious blood, and the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus, it has unified us.
好，那在一个这个教会要成长，最重要的，当然圣灵会有给恩赐，不同各种不同的恩赐，但是最重要的，怎么样能够一起呢？就是要有这个谦卑、温柔和谦卑的心。就是要有这个柔和谦卑的心。
Today, although the Holy Spirit gives us very different gifts, but the most important to help us be unified is to have a gentle and lowly heart.
那这个柔和谦卑的心，这边告诉我们，就是看别人比自己强。
So,
这个就是谦卑啊，看别人比自己强。
To have a gentle and lowly heart means to consider others better than ourselves.
不只是看别人比自己强，而且别人比自己强也没有关系。
And not only to see others better than ourselves,It is fine that others are better than ourselves.
哦，因为我们是一体的观念，你比较强，那更好啊。但这整体上面有一个更美好的一个成果。
Because oh, if the other person is strong, then that's good. That will help the whole body be more fruitful.
哦，在圣经里面，我们看到，在一个团体里面，人总是喜欢争啊。
So through the Bible, we can see that within the congregation or a group of people, they like to fight with each other.
哦。好像扫罗他看大卫、哎、人家比较喜欢大卫他就不高兴啊。
Just like Saul, when he saw that other people liked David more, he was unhappy.
他没有想说全部的其实都是神的，都是神给他，他今天能够做王也是神给他做王的。
He had forgotten that everything he had, that he was able to be king today, it was because it was given by God.
哦，但是他看到大卫比他厉害，他就不高兴了。
But when he saw that David was better than him, he was not happy.
他没有办法跟大卫同工。
And he was unable to work together with David.
哦、虽然大卫他真的他出入都有神的力量跟他同在，他都为国家办事做得非常的好。
And as for David, whether going in, going out or coming in, God's spirit abided with him, so he managed the kingdom very well.
但是他扫罗看到的不是整体国家人民的一个好处。
But what Saul saw or looked at was not the benefit of the whole kingdom.
他顾自己。
But he was more mindful of himself.
哦、人家说大卫杀死万万，他自己才杀死千千。
When he heard that David had killed 10,000 and he had only killed thousands.
他要的是那个虚浮的荣耀。
What he was seeking after was the vain glory.
所以他没有办法同工，反而同工啊，没有同工变成不是工作的工啊，变成同工啊，互相攻击的工啊。
So not onlywas he not able to work together with David, but rather he attacked David.
好，但是新约里面我们看到，有时候门徒本来也是这样子啊，大家互相争啊，要做最大。
And so the Bible, we also see a lot of times people were fighting to see who is can be the greater.
都想要做高一点。
They want to be higher.
好，但是主耶稣在腓立比书这边，他做反过来的一个样式。
But in Philippians, it talks about the opposite.
哦、虚己，什么叫做柔和谦卑？
What does it mean to be gentle and lowly?
就是愿意做众人的仆人。
It is willing to be servant of all.
没关系，我来服侍你。
It is all right, let me serve you.
主耶稣自己有这样子的一个、一个表现。
The Lord Jesus himself did so.
好，然后你给我看第七节，对不对？他说、反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。哦，所以主耶稣在世界上，他就一直服侍人。
So when Jesus was in the world, he served others.
哦，他虽然他自己的身份比别人大，但是他虚己啊，降低自己来服侍人。
Although he was higher, but he lowered himself to serve others.
好，我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let us read John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章啊，十四节和十五节。
John chapter 13, verse 14 and 15.
我是你们的父主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。十五节。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
By then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, and also you also ought to wash one another's feet. Verse 15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
好，十四节和十五节，十三章这边讲的就是洗脚礼啊，主耶稣设立洗脚礼的过程和洗脚礼的教训。
So chapter 13 talks about the foot washing.
那十四节和十五节其实他讲到洗脚礼的两个部分。
Verse 14 and 15 talks about two parts of the foot washing.
十五节讲到的是洗脚礼的这个圣礼，就是说主耶稣说，我给你做这个榜样，你们要去做，就是主耶稣洗他们的脚，所以我们今天有洗脚礼。
Verse 15 talks about the sacrament part of the foot washing, which is the Lord Jesus has given this example that we should do likewise.
那14节讲到的是彼此的洗脚。
And verse 14 talks about washing each other's feet.
所以洗脚礼的时候我们不是彼此洗，不是好像你新受洗的长子帮他洗，然后他再帮长子洗，没有彼此洗脚。
During the foot washing sacrament, it is not that the newly baptized will wash the preacher's feet and the preacher will wash their feet.
主耶稣当时候他也没有请门徒洗他的脚。
Because at that time, Jesus did not ask his disciples to wash his feet.
所以圣礼的部分，他就照着主耶稣的榜样，就是主耶稣为他们洗脚，奉主耶稣的名为受新受洗的信徒来洗脚，这个是洗脚礼。
So as for the sacrament, the foot washing, the minister will wash the feet of the newly baptized.
但是这里面他主耶稣还有给他们另外一个除在洗脚礼之外的，说到一个要彼此的洗脚。
But besides the sacrament, there is a washing each other's feet as well.
这个彼此的洗脚就是彼此的服侍。
To wash each other's feet means to serve each other.
愿意做仆人。
To be willing to be a servant.
成为众人的仆人。
To be the servant of all.
来服侍各位。
To serve everyone.
那怎么能够成为众人的仆人？
So how can we be the servant of everyone?
从心里面看别人比自己强。
It is to esteem others better than ourselves. From our hearts.
主耶稣他都这样子来洗门徒的脚。
So this is how Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
主耶稣，我们在洗脚礼的时候，也是奉主的名来洗了我们的脚。
During the sacrament of foot washing, our feet have been washed in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
既然主耶稣都能够这样子来爱我们，我们怎么能够不愿意去服侍别人呢？
Since our Lord Jesus has loved us in such a way, how are we not able to love others as well.
所以一个教会如果每一个人都能够有这样子虚己谦卑的心，
So if everyone in the church has a gentle and lowly heart,
这个教会一定兴旺起来。
And the church will prosper.
好像施洗约翰，
Just like John the Baptist.
当人家说，那个主耶稣大家都跑到他那边去洗礼了，怎么办？
When,
你的门徒都跑去了。
When others told him that, even your disciples, everyone has gone to Jesus.
约翰他怎么说？
What did Jesus, what did John the Baptist say?
我必衰微。
He said that he will increase and I will decrease.
因为他了解这个是神的一个旨意。
Because he knew that this was the will of God.
他了解他们的工作是阶段性的。
And he knew that the work of God is done in the different stages.
他了解最后全部的荣耀都是神的。
And he knew that in the end, all glory goes to God.
And
belongs to God.
有这个柔和谦卑的心，我们要有这个柔和，我们每一个人要追求这个柔和谦卑的心。
Therefore, each and every one of us has to pursue for the gentle and lowly heart.
很自然的，教会里面就不会有争吵。
Then very naturally, there will not be any arguments in the church.
不求别人的看重或者是别人的尊荣。
We do not seek for others to look highly upon us or seek honor and respect from others.
不争那一口气。
We do not need to fight to win.
我们宁愿虚己成为别人的仆人。
But rather we are willing to lower ourselves to be the servant of others.
这个就是柔和谦卑的心啊。
So that is what it means to have a gentle and lowly heart.
所以借着今天晚上的一个学习，
So through the learning tonight,
希望我们能够好好的思考，
Hope that we can reflect upon this.
感觉一下我的心现在到底是多么的柔软。
Let us feel and think, how softis our heart.
在学习了今天晚上的这些道理之后，是不是有更加 多柔软一点点？
After we learned this teaching tonight, did our hearts become a little bit softer?
我们听了这些道理，
After we listened to these teachings,
我们常常在心里面要思考，
We need to always reflect upon it in our hearts.
神的话是句句带有能力，
The word of God is filled with power.
主耶稣的话就是灵。
The word of the Lord Jesus is spirit.
当我们时常在思考主耶稣的话的时候，
If we always meditate on the words of
the
Lord Jesus,
这个话其实就是在我们心中在切割，在让我们的心变得更加的柔软。
That the word of God is cutting through our hearts constantly and making our hearts more softer and softer.
好，我们一起来唱赞美诗。
So let us sing him.
437首。